Another weekend of DStv Premiership football is upon us with just 6 games to look forward to this weekend after that midweek trifecta that graced our screens. I'm your host, Jesse Nagel, here to discuss all things, of course, in the biggest league in Africa with last week's suspects, Banelli Pico, as well as Ayanda Vezi, making consecutive appearances. Ayanda, good to have you back.
Thank you, Jesse.
And Banelli, the usual culprit.
Yeah, thank you so much. Greetings to the listeners at home. DStv Premiership, it's happening this season. You know, there's no small team. There's no big team. It's happening, you know.
We are on. There is a small team.
No.
There's a small team.
We are on game week.
There's 7. One small team.
Which team is that?
I won't mention. We'll get to them in a moment.
We are on game week 7 now, approaching game week 8. Some teams have played 6 games, some have played 7. And literally everything you can think of in a football season, again, it has happened in the DStv Premiership, you know. You talk about technical directors getting involved, choosing lineups, coaches resigning, coaches being fired.
Chairman's on the bench,
you know. Everything has happened.
3 players getting new teams,
you know. Yeah. Which player is that?
Daniel Akpei.
You know, it's happening. But I think it's a deserved one. Akpei has been working. So, but yeah, I mean, it's exciting to come discuss all of that, you know.
Yeah, well, let's start on Friday night. Let's keep it in KZN, the home of football. Many tend to disagree, but yeah, let's call it the home of football. Maritzburg United. Of course, we saw what they did on the weekend, a memorable 1-0 victory over Orlando Pirates. And now, Ayanda, they're looking to keep that unbeaten record intact at home when they face SuperSport United.
Yeah, for me, this is the tough fixture. Both teams are coming like from wins. SuperSport United, no one gave them a
over
chance.
What people expect the top two to look like in Pirates and
Sundowns.
So SuperSport United, no one gave them a chance that they will beat Sundowns, and they proved everyone wrong. So coming into this game, they play Maritzburg United away. So Maritzburg United will definitely be saying, guys, we've managed to beat Orlando Pirates where no one else gave us a chance. So why not? We can do this thing again. So this game, both teams look the same on the book. So for me, I would say definitely a draw, a 1-1 draw. Both teams to score.
What's a tougher game, Banelli? It sounds silly, but SuperSport United against Sundowns or going to Maritzburg where they are unbeaten this season. Bear in mind that it's a Sundowns who have already tasted defeat already this season, and it was a derby and there's so much more to play for. Whereas they've got a team now in Maritzburg United who are unbeaten at home and come off the back of beating Orlando Pirates.
Yeah, look, I mean, it sounds like a silly question, but it's actually a very good question because psychologically, if you are on the SuperSport camp, you know, going against Sundowns, you've got nothing to lose. You just go to the game. If you get a 3-0, it's fine. If you win, wow, you've done well. You get the praises. And we saw that from the 2 games they played. One, they lost 2-0. Nobody bashed them. They won the second game 5 days later and everybody praised them. So going into a game like that where there's least expectations, I mean, this is a team that you last beat, in 2013 in the league at home, you know. So now you're going against Maritzburg, then you then now favorites going into the game. You know, you look at Maritzburg and say, we are now the bigger team, you know. Believe me, you, that favoritism tag, it's a very, very heavy tag. It's a very difficult tag. So I'd say on that, you know, I'd say going into the Maritzburg one, the Maritzburg game, especially at the Herigual, I think it's more difficult for the Maritzburg players. Not that the Sundowns one is easier, but because there's no expectations in that game, you can get a 3-0, you can get a 4-0, you know.
But now you have to earn.
You draw a line and move on to the next game, you know. But this game, you lose 1-0, questions are asked, eyebrows are raised, you know. So this one, it's more difficult to prepare for the players than your so-called big teams, you know, because these two teams are on the same level.
Do you agree with Banelli there, Ayanda? Is this a tougher game for SuperSport than last week's fixture against Sundowns?
Yeah, definitely. You remember before they played Sundowns on the league, Coach Gavin Hunt came in and said, Mamelodi Sundowns, they are using money to buy quality players. So for me, I think that was a mind game played by the coach to shift the attention to the players, to make sure that psychologically they are prepared. So they came on the game and they collected the maximum points. So coming into this game, mm-hmm. now...
It's you can't say Maritzburg have been buying every player.
So for me, I will agree with Banele that mm-hmm. this one, it has to be difficult, like, mm-hmm. because even if you look at on the book, like, both mm-hmm. teams, like, they're on the same
level. I'm finding it hard to split both teams of you.
It's definitely hard to split. I mean, we've seen how teams play against Sundowns. Just in case maybe somebody at home is saying, oh, how can you say Maritzburg is harder than Sundowns? We're mm-hmm. not saying Maritzburg is harder than Sundowns.
We're not saying they're better than Sundowns.
It is. They're definitely not better. But against Sundowns, you afford to, like we saw how Chippa did on Wednesday night. They just sat at the back, parked the bus, mm-hmm. defended, but Komipola happy with the 0-0, you know, until mm-hmm. Sundowns scored in the 90th minute. You do that against Maritzburg, you get criticized mm-hmm. because we feel like that's the game you could have won. Mm-hmm. You know, so in a game like this, we're expecting so much more. We want you to go at the team. We want to see what type of football you are playing.
And now you're carrying form into the game.
Exactly. There's so much to deal with in a game like this. That's where you get judged, you mm-hmm. know. Whatever result, bar the win against the Sundowns, you don't get judged. Mm-hmm. That is why we're saying this is a more difficult one because there is a lot that we need to see from your team. Based on that, then mm-hmm. it's difficult to prepare. But against Sundowns, you can just park the pass, or get a hiding, you draw a line, we move on, you know.
You've got nothing to lose.
There's nothing to lose.
I'm finding it hard, like I said, to split these two teams.
You draw for me also. Draw? I can't split them.
Yeah, draw 1-1, draw.
Draws all round.
Just giving scores. He wants the Panthers to retire early.
On Saturday, a couple of fixtures to look forward to. First up, Banele, you mentioned him, Chippa United, of course, now departing ways with head coach Dane Clate, against AmaZulu, who have been one of the early pace setters, you know, one of the early title, not title challengers, but one of the, you know, front runners, one of the pace setters, rather.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I think they definitely are title challenges if we look at the fact that they were number two lost of last season, you know, so they know how it is to be there. And in that season, we all said had the coach Benny McCarthy took over early, they would have been title challenges. They then went on to the group stages of the CAF Champions League for the first time, gained a little bit of experience. Then they went on to sign top players like your Mhangos and your Zungus and all those players. So them now coming in into this, they've got the experience of being number two, experience of playing CAF. They're challenging early, you know, they're going about to their business early. So we can then say we're putting him in the brackets.
All these points add up.
With all of those points, yes, we can then say they are title challenges. Whether they show consistency throughout the season or not, then that's what we need to find out. They're versing Chippa United, a team that has just sacked a coach. It's something that we will be saying throughout the season because we know what happens at Chippa.
About four times or so
At least four times we'll be saying you're versing Chippa United that has sacked a coach. So, it's a funny one. I mean, Morgan Mamila was at Chippa United last season. He was a CEO. He finished the season as an assistant coach to Kurt Lenchis. They survived the relegation. For some weird reason, they didn't extend their contracts, both of them. They didn't return at Chippa. We saw Morgan Mamila going to an NFD side, which is the Cape Town, which is All Stars FC rather, and he was appointed as CEO. So on Friday, when the Great Africa Championship Motsepe Foundation Championship started, he was on the stands as club CEO. You know, that is 2 days ago. He was there as a club's CEO. He was then appointed on Wednesday morning to be Chippa United assistant coach to Dane Clate. He was on the bench on the game against Sundowns. Now he will be the coach in this game. So he'll be head coach for the first time. So he's basically been everything. CEO, technical director, assistant coach. Everything but a player. So now he'll be head coach. So it'll be interesting to see. I think for me, like we said, you know, when you play Sundowns, you can afford to have 10 players on the box who go and defend, you know, but we can't be expecting such tactics against an AmaZulu side. You have to be more open. And once you are open, That's where the Nichipo United can be vulnerable. We saw them last Sunday against Golden Arrows. They conceded three in the first half. It was 3-0 at halftime. Sure. Yeah, you know, so exactly. So for me, I feel like they'll be more open, and that plays in the hands of players like your Gabadino Mhangos, your Bongin Tulis, your Lehlano Lomajoros, and players like that. So for me, Benka Amazulu all day of the week. Yeah, we shouldn't be dwelling much on this game, but
it's more about Chipper's off the field antics that made us dwell.
Exactly. Yeah. I just feel like the whole Morgan Mamila situation has to be explained so the listeners at home can understand. But yeah, this one for me, Benka in all multiples.
It does seem that sort of fixture. And
I will say the same, because like you see now Chipper United have sacked their coach, which I think for me they were a bit early to show him.
Always early.
That's always the case. That's another thing we'll say about four times.
At least if maybe they should have waited until this game against AmaZulu and see how the results came about.
Mm.
But then coming into this game, players like now, they are being introduced into new tactics and are playing against AmaZulu, which are like one of the teams that are currently title contenders. Mm-hmm. So for me, I definitely agree. AmaZulu are the banker.
I think Chipper also, lastly, I think Chipper made up their minds before the Sundowns game.
Mm.
They knew after the game they
just needed Sundowns to knock the final nail in.
Yeah, and they expected.
And they knew Sundowns would.
Yeah, you know, after losing 3-2, being 3-0 down against Golden Arrows at halftime, you then versing Sundowns three days later, you know, they expected maybe like a humiliation. And then, but the fact that they brought Morgan Mamela before the game is a big sign that they had made up their minds that after this game, this coach is sacked. But you look at how Chipper United played on the day. You know, they defended their hearts out against Mamelodi Sundowns. They were fighting tooth and nail. And you consider goal in the 92nd minute. If you're a owner, you can say, okay, I'm giving you a chance today, and you played well. The boys, there was some great fighting spirit there. Take it on to the game against AmaZulu. But I feel like they had already made up their minds.
Swallows against Stellenbosch is the next fixture. Swallows playing at the Lucas Moripe Stadium this weekend. They've won two of their three matches played at home so far against Stellenbosch, who I feel like they've had better starts in their lifetime, but it just hasn't been the Stellenbosch of old. What's your thoughts here, Banile?
Yeah, look, I mean, last week I called an upset. I said Richards Bay will go to Cape Town and come back with the result, and it was to be, and it's simply because of what you've just said, MJC. Stellenbosch haven't been the Stellenbosch we know, and that's down to losing players. Keep, you know, as much as we can give compliments, and we saw Coach Mangoba as well giving compliments that they sold players, they went on and scouted the right players who are of the right age as well. You know, their development is doing well. Yes, that is correct, but once you do that, you know, sometimes it will affect the start of your season. You know, this is a team that we know for sure they will bounce back. They'll be the Stellenbosch that is a hard to beat, especially playing at home, you know. But yeah, like right now, they're still finding their feet, losing a couple of key players, you know, so it's still difficult for them, you know, changing goalkeepers here and there as well. So I think, It's the type of game they can lose, and Swallows have been exciting this season. So Dylan Kerr back on the bench, and he had a go at Umu Sonda. We missed that, saying this is the type of striker that can get me fired. How do you miss chances like that, you know? But I feel like Umu Sanyatama had done an amazing job as well, you know. So for me, Swallows this season, they haven't been the team that were once in the relegation promotion playoffs, you know, so there's been massive improvement in that Swallows game. So I think for me, Swallows, they'll take this game, maybe back them on a win draw double chance. Don't get carried away and banker. But yeah, I think Swallows win draw double chance for me.
They are looking like one of those teams that could sneak into the top eight at the end of the season.
If you look the way they have been playing so far, Moroka Swallows, and the players that they have bought, the likes of Keegan Allen at the back, like you could see that their back is solid. So for me, I don't see them losing this match. I will agree with Banele on this one.
Orlando Pirates against CS Galaxy. Many seem to deem this the biggest game of the fixture. Orlando?
Yeah, this one is a big game for this weekend because, like, if you look, Orlando Pirates will look to bounce back because, like, I think now the coach will say to them, guys, we lost the game where we the game that we were supposed to win because Mamelodi Sundowns lost. So now Mamelodi Sundowns are back at the top of the table. So Orlando Pirates, they need to make sure that they catch up. So they have to make sure that they use the home ground advantage and make sure that they are strikers. We've been always saying strikers, strikers. The striking department at Orlando Pirates, they need to be clinical in order for them to be the league challengers. So for me, I think Orlando Pirates will go all out in this game. Well, I'm not writing off TS Galaxy. It's a well-organized team, and they have just their reports that Daniel Akpei has joined Daniel Akpei has joined Skukune. So I'm thinking of Skukune instead of TS Galaxy. So for me, TS Galaxy are the well-organized team. But Orlando Pirates, if they can score goals, their strikers need to be more clinical. Then I don't see anything standing in their way in this game.
Yeah, speaking of scoring goals, CS Galaxy have also had that hard to come by this season, but they're averaging 0.5 goals a game.
Yeah.
So it's less than a goal a game, and but they still have shown on their day that they are more than capable of an upset. This is the team that, you know, showed the world that Sundowns can be beaten. Well, the first team, rather. So it's going to be a tricky one.
It's definitely going to be a tricky one. And, you know, like I understand Pirates must go all out. I'm thinking this is a very organized TS Galaxy. Yeah. You go all out at your own peril against this side, you know. You look at Pirates, they haven't scored two goals this season. So the striking department, for me, definitely needs to be looked at, you know. So, yeah, it's I mean, I was watching, you know, one of those YouTube shows. I think it's a guy, Uliolo Tiski with Uliolo or something, who's doing a very, very good job, you know, alive his interviews and that. He had a chat with Tim Sugazi, who's the owner and founder of ETS Galaxy, and he was saying not once did he ever think a club like Cape Town City can sit back and defend against ETS Galaxy, where like they're parking the bus and all of that. And he was referring to the 1-0 game at the weekend where Ukanyi Samayo scored and he Cape Town City were negative, you know. And then he said to him, it shows that they're now doing something good. It shows, because once a team sits back, it means they're scared to open up against you. They, oh, not scared, let's not use the word. It means they respect you, you know.
Very cautious.
So, very cautious, you know, and then you do that against teams you respect, you know. So the fact that teams are now coming with that cautious approach against TS Galaxy, it's because of the hard work they've done. Said Ramovic has been a top coach. I think we were all laughing at him when he joined TS Galaxy. I even remember who coach Sean Bartlett resigning, and we were all like, yeah, good, because if we look at player for player, Bartlett played in the Barclays Premier League, he played in top leagues. This guy only played in Belgium too. He wasn't even a regular, and he was a goalkeeper. He's played probably less than 10 games in his career as a goalkeeper, you know. And we're saying he's never coached before. They're the same age, so how on earth did he get the job, you know? But when you look at it now, you can see why he got the TS Galaxy job. So I think it's going to be an interesting game. I wouldn't rule out an upset. Pirates have been blowing hot and cold this season, you know. They're the type of side they can beat Swallows, you know, and then go lose to Michipa United. They come back, they have a good game, and then go lose to Maritzburg United, you know. Like the two teams that I felt they could have taken maximum points. That has been...
And I suppose many would feel like TS Galaxy are in that same bracket as your Maritzburg United.
Exactly, you know, they definitely are. Yes, now they're showing signs of getting into the brackets. Yeah, well, Cape Town City, Stellenbosch, whatnot. Yeah, Kaizer Chiefs. But yeah, jokes aside, I think TS Galaxy will give Pirates a good game. I'd tip Pirates to win this game. Yes, the game they lost against Maritzburg was because of a dodgy penalty, but also they've been missing a lot of chances.
Yeah, you can't win if you don't score.
So, yeah, I mean, you lose passes.
There's definitely that to consider, and you get the feeling that if TS Galaxy do score, will Pirates score two?
So
then, you know, to be honest, I'm leaning more towards a draw in this fixture, but if I had to pick a win draw, I'd probably lean more towards TS Galaxy. I feel like it's one of those fixtures that, you know, could surprise many, But one fixture that won't surprise many, I feel like, will be Sundowns against Golden Arrows. Hasn't been the best starts once again for Sundowns. They've already shown signs of weakness, and even, you know, the time it took them to break down Chipper United, they do have the tools to break a team like that down much sooner than they did. So leaving it to, you know, the 92nd minute, I feel like it could have been prevented. I feel like their game should have been a lot more comfortable in terms of the scoreline, but now they face Golden Arrows, Ayanda.
Yeah, you see now, like, teams when they come to play Sundowns, they become more motivated. If you look at Chipper United, like on Wednesday, they were more motivated coming into this game. But then they are playing, Sundowns are playing Golden Arrows, who were leading 3-0 up against Chipper United and conceded 2 goals in the second half. So you then ask yourself, will they be able to do that against Sundowns, to score 3 goals and then defend?
Probably not.
Probably not. Sundowns will be, they will be able to break the defense of Golden Arrows.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer for me is yes. Mamelodi Sundowns will definitely win this game. And I'm
one
sure
for all multiples.
I'm sure by now the technical staff is at the drawing board saying, guys, let's learn from previous game, like, where did we go wrong? So this coming fixture, we know Golden Arrows, they have been not like been convincing. So for me, I say Sundowns, a straight win for them.
Should be as easy as that, Panele.
It should be. I mean, you look at...
and they could leash Bongani Zungu.
Exactly. You look at the form Sundowns against the Golden Arrows. It's one of the best against anybody in the league. You know, that's simply because Arrows, I mean, you look at even their nickname, Abafana Best Tender, they got that name because they are a club that loves to play football. And you look at the past players that have come from the Golden Arrows, it's always the players with skill and flair, you know, your Papis Otuanes, your whatnots and whatnots, you know, all the players that are comfortable on the ball. And they've always been a team like that. And Sundowns loves to play against those type of teams. You know, once you come with that, then that's where you play it in their hands and you try go pound to pound with them. They've got more ball players than they'll beat you. That is why they've been so successful against a team like Golden Arrows. You know, Sundowns doesn't like it when you park the bus of that. If you try that technique of parking the bus, you shouldn't concede early, because once you concede early, then you have to play. And once you start playing, then you're playing it into Sundowns' hands. And it's proven too. I mean, even in the Champions League, there's a game they've played against Wydad at Casablanca. It was a semi-final. Sundowns needed to win just 1-0 and progress to the final. And that game ended 0-0. You know, even your Al Ahlis, that's how they've played against the Sundowns, where you park the bus and things like that. You know, even Coach Mangoba once said that when they beat Al Ahli away, he said, now they have to come at us. They have to try and win because we've beaten them away, and which is better, because
in their plan goes out the window.
Yeah, in most cases, they always park the bus against us. And we've seen it. I mean, if you park the bus against the Sundowns, you tend to frustrate them. That's why they end up getting red cards. That's why they end up doing this and that. So Arrows doesn't have that in them.
Yeah.
They're not a side that can park the bus. So this then makes this game a banker, because once you try playing against Sundowns, you don't have the quality that they have. Then they'll beat you, you know.
Yeah.
So Sundowns, you need to be a little bit deep. Try counter. We saw SuperSport. We saw TS Galaxy.
You got to mix football with anti-football.
Exactly. You got to do that, because they've got so much quality. So much quality. I mean, you look at the game on Wednesday. Mkwena, for me, is one of the best midfielders in the country. That's why he's playing for Ibafana Bafana. And Mkwena, he was substituted by Saavedra. And when that Saavedra came, that's the first time.
He changed the game
completely. Yeah. That's where Sundowns looked more threatening. And they're still threatening with Mkwena. Mkwena also got chances. You know, that's the type of team that can substitute to Themba Zwane and put in a Nasir. You know, they've got so much quality. So,
and now they could give Bongani Zungu
a chance. Yeah. So you can't go pound to pound.
And they also have set pieces specialist. You're like, hey, Modiba. Obri Modiba. So Sundowns, like, coming into this
game,
they
take every box.
Yeah, every box. So this is a banker for me. Sundowns all day, every day.
Just a one game on Sunday. I mentioned there's a small team. I try not to be disrespectful towards them, but yeah, if you haven't won in like 6 or 7 games in, then I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to call you what you are. Marumo Gallants, of course, the only team without a victory this season against the biggest team in the land.
when you look at this game, it's already clouded by dodgy news.
As is every game,
especially when Marumo Gallants are involved. You know, there's always, since they were like TTM Chakuma, you know, there was always like some dodginess surrounding them. So this is the story. Apparently they signed a deal with the municipality of Ipolokwane that they'll use the Polokwane Stadium. For 15 of their home games, play there for free, and then the municipality and the club divides the gate takings. Now, Chiefs is coming, and the Marumo Gallants are like, we can't go to Polokwane because of this. We have to take this game to Royal Mafokeng. You know, and the municipality of Polokwane say, we've got proof that...
You've signed a contract.
No, that there was money that was paid to you, which is the sum of 4 million rand to take the game to Royal Mafokeng. So they're saying, all the reasons you are coming with, you've just made them up, but the actual reason is you are paid, which is like now a bribe, so you can breach the contract. So they're saying they went into agreement because of these big games, you know. This is why they signed the deal that you can use the grounds for free, then we split them up gate takings. They were looking at if we can have a sold out against Chiefs, 60% against Sundown, 60% against your Pirates, you know, then...
And the usual 35. For every
then,
other game.
Then it's a good deal, you know. But now if you're taking away that one game that potentially was going to be sold out, then it now kills the whole complexity of the deal. So that is... the story surrounding the drama surrounding this this case. Some say it's Chiefs that paid the 4 million. Others are saying, why would Chiefs? Because they've got nothing to gain regardless of the game. Others saying it's the municipality. So I don't have the exact stories. All this is just allegations that we were seeing on Twitter. But yeah, the case will go on Thursday. Back to the game itself. Marumo Gallants, change of coach again. We saw that the young coach resigning. You know, Romain Flores, the French, resigning. For me... Chiefs Atazwane, there's a lot of pressure on him. We didn't think after seven games there'll be so much pressure.
Especially after the first 2 or 3 games.
Especially after how the fans were calling for him last season, saying Baxter must be fired, Zwane is the man. And I think they were saying that because they solely believed that it's Coach Atazwane that took Chiefs to the CAF Champions League. But when you look at it, he only coached in the semifinals. And everybody's got this, this narrative that it's Zwane who took Chiefs to the Champions League final. So you then now saying, oh, wow, we've got somebody that can take Chiefs to the CAF Champions League. And then they start losing to your Royal AM, losing to your Sundowns, losing to your Cape Town Cities. You then say, wait a minute. Is this now really the coach that you are...
Questions are then asked,
you know, and it's questions like, but now, if Zwane was available, would a team like Pirates hire him? Is he a big coach? You know, all those questions are now being thrown in. Others are saying, no, if Pizzo is available, that is a tried and tested Champions League coach. He knows how to build. Let's bring him back. You know, so there's been a lot of drama, and we didn't expect that kind of pressure after 7 games on Zwane, especially after other fans were voicing their opinions about him. So, Chiefs fan, camp is divided, and it's Zwane that needs to stamp his authority and win. And if he loses games like this, the Zwane out cries will be louder and louder, and he doesn't want that.
It definitely. So, coming into this game, Kaizer Chiefs, they need to capitalize on the saga that is happening there at Marumo Gallants' camp, like firing a coach. So, Kaizer Chiefs need to use that in their advantage to say, guys, this is where we need to redeem ourselves, so that if they pick up the maximum points in this game, definitely I think that will ease the pressure now from Coach Atazwane. And the other thing that Chiefs fans, I've noticed when Dillon Solomons missed the penalty, mm-hmm. some of them started saying no, he should have gave it to Billiard. When Billiard missed the penalty against Sundowns, they said why Solomons didn't take it. So my question is, I know Banele is a diehard Chiefs fan. Who do you think should take a penalty for Chiefs?
Well, it's Solomons. Easy.
Despite missing the last.
Everybody misses penalties. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen even Utemba Zwane missing penalties and he still take penalties for Sundowns. You know, so even Cristiano Ronaldo, I've seen him miss penalties.
And so it's not take the penalties until you miss.
No, it's not a case of that.
Let the best one take. If you miss, we still back you.
Yes, because it has been a case like that at Chiefs for so many years where if you miss, that's why Chiefs haven't had like a stable penalty taker, because you look at Mukatsande, he used to take penalties for a very long time, taking penalties. He missed one in the derby, the game that finished 1-1. He missed one there and he stopped taking. Cardoso started taking penalties. Cardoso also missed one. I think it was against Cape Town City, and he missed one against Sundowns the following one. And then he stopped taking, you know, after scoring so many penalties, Cardoso stopped. And then we saw Dolly stepping up and taking penalties for Chiefs. Dolly was on fire on the spot, and he missed one against the Mamelodi Sundowns last season, the game that ended 1-1. It was a chance for Chiefs to beat Sundowns again. He missed. They ended 1-1. And he stopped. You know, we've had Billiard, he took one penalty, he missed, he stopped. Solomons, he took two, he scored the first one, he scored the second one. So for me, just stick to one person. Players do miss penalties. Your Messi's, your Ronaldo's, they miss penalties everywhere you go. Even Jorginho misses penalties. But if Chelsea can get a penalty tomorrow, I can guarantee you Jorginho will take it.
Yeah, you have to silence your doubters and also let the player, give him a chance to prove his critics wrong. If you don't back him as a, you know, as a decision maker at the club, then you're just
putting
like
him under the bus. Yeah. I've seen players, Jesse, where you get a penalty in the first half, you miss, the club gets a penalty in the very same game in the second half, and he takes the penalty. You know,
well, I think we've discovered unpacked everything there is to unpack ahead of this weekend's DStv Premiership action. It does promise to be a cracking weekend indeed. Wins for AmaZulu, Sundowns. Chiefs should win, Banele. Ayanda?
Yeah, I think they should capitalize.
I think that's a good treble to give our punters. That works out around 4-1. So all the best for the weekend. Gentlemen, until next time, it's always been a pleasure.
Thank you, man.
Cheers.